Good morning, folks. What a long night it was. Still some uncertainty about some of the election results as they continue to count votes and we continue to look at this very closely. However, the tailwinds are behind former President Donald Trump, obviously, and Kamala Harris, the vice president, is facing a number of headwinds in these states that are still yet to be determined. A number of news agencies have designated former President Trump as a newly elected 47th president of this country. And it's going to be interesting to see how this is ultimately going to play out. We heard a lot about a campaign that was going to bring people together, that was going to turn the page in so many different respects. And as we began to see the results coming in and the election unfolding last evening, I didn't get the sense that that was what was going on. Obviously, there's disappointment. Obviously, emotional intelligence was strained and put to the test last night. Mainstream media pundits, one saying that they were going to vomit. Others not knowing what to do with themselves and gone off the rails and just can't figure out what went wrong. It didn't seem like we were taking those steps to bring folks together. One individual said he feels sorry for those that are not part of anyone's elites, as if and though Democrats are the only ones that face that same situation. Not Republicans, obviously, and certainly not independents. Kind of odd. And then right away, the explanation has nothing to do with policy, positions. They knew where the public stood in this country on so many different issues, by vast majorities in some case. But still, this morning, what we talked about, in an attempt to bring this country together, a number of the pundits in mainstream media went right to the isms and said the only explanation could be the reason white women didn't show up for Kamala Harris, racism. The reason black men parted ways with Kamala Harris, sexism. It could only be that. It couldn't be the fact that this country really didn't think very favorably about the manner in which the Biden-Harris administration dealt with tuition debt. You know, we talked about threat to democracy. We tried to place fear in folks about whether or not he was going to be a threat to democracy. All we talked about was fear that Donald Trump was trying to gin up on the issues of immigration. Well, those were real, right? I mean, we saw it in living color, front and center, every day on the news. Democrats recognized it. They got rid of that mess and morass between the ports of entry, and they just simply created all kinds of exotic schemes to bring people into this country through the ports of entry. So no one could sit up there with a drone and segregate who is legal, illegal, citizen, non-citizen, or otherwise, because they were caught up in the masses of the ports of entry. Is it possible that the electorate caught on to what was happening and thought that that was kind of sinister? Is it possible that you were inching towards a threat to democracy to try and mislead intentionally the public? The border's safe. The border's secure. No problem there. What are you talking about with these numbers? These immigration exotic workarounds. Is that possibly viewed by some folks as maybe being a threat to democracy? I don't know. How about special voter registrations publicly financed in Democrat-controlled areas? Series of reports coming out in all of the departments in the federal government in participating in one way, shape, or form to try and stimulate voter registration on college campuses and other areas that are historically favorable to left-leaning candidates, predominantly Democrats. another exotic way. Is that a threat to democracy? Knowingly and intentionally using public funds to benefit that candidate by increasing registration and only spending those dollars in Democrat-controlled areas? Questionable. Wonder. You think the public may have caught on? How about the complete and total destruction of Title IX? Couldn't have been that, right? How could that be? That's not a legitimate issue. We spent day after day after day after day hearing about women's rights relative to the issue of abortion. Well, what happened to Title IX? Do you think that just maybe there's a small sector of the population that has the ability to mentally absorb the hypocrisy, the duality of what's being presented by this administration? Just maybe? Of course not. It could only be the isms, racism and sexism, right? How about the DEI-sponsored discrimination? In order to have equity, we need to discriminate against somebody. Do you think that just maybe the public caught on to what was happening and they weren't happy about it? Do you think maybe they had situations within their own families that caused them some concern about this approach as their kids were trying to get into universities and otherwise, and it had nothing to do with their accomplishments? It went by the wayside. Do you think maybe there were just some folks that caught on to that and said, I don't know what this is all about, but I don't know that engaging in discrimination is where we want to be relative to the promotion of DEI? How about standing in between parents and their kids? When in our history has that ever been a smart political strategy or a good legislative strategy anywhere? Can you remember one? As a parent, I don't know about you, but I find it incredibly offensive. Others know what's better for my kids than I know, right? I'm the one that's been responsible for setting the moral compass of my children each and every day, even post-majority. It doesn't go away as the obligation of parents. Do you think just maybe there's a sector of the population that said, I don't think that's a good idea. I'm the one that's investing the time each and every day, second after second, minute after minute, hour after hour, day after day, month after month, and year after year. And all of a sudden there's a paradigm shift where someone's going to come in and say, you don't know what's in the best interest of your kids. And because you don't know that, we're going to stand in the way of you being able to parent your children. In fact, we will empower your children to be able to tell you what they want, when they want, how they want, because you simply don't know. Is it possible that just maybe that turned people off? I don't know. You tell me. How about funding discriminatory exotic grant programs that we read about in releases about this and that, and folks sitting back saying, interesting. We've got more grant programs that are coming down the pipe for folks that have crossed the border illegally in the manner in which we spend in that, and we have 40-some-odd million people living below the federally identified poverty level in the country. We've done an abysmal job in trying to deal with that. We're willing to bring in more lower socioeconomic group members, increasing those numbers, and we already suck at providing for them. And in the meanwhile, we're spending billions upon billions of taxpayer dollars in promotion of same. And I just wonder whether or not the average American citizen fully embraces and understands new math, whether or not they get this. I think we sell the public short because we jumped right to the isms It had to be sexism, and it has to be racism. Those can be the only two reasons why the turnout turned out the way it turned out last evening. And how about finally, and there's so many more, I mean, I've got about 40 items listed here, but we don't have the time, mandates without an operational plan. When you look at these EV mandates that are being shoved down our throats day in and day out, we hadn't figured out how we're going to produce batteries in this country. We've given all kinds of incentives to purchase EVs. We've engaged in incredibly short timelines with these EV mandates. We don't know how we're going to deal with battery disposal. Hell, in our city here, we can't deal with the disposal of a tire. But yet we're off and running. We're trying to set up charging stations across the country, and there's less than 100 that have been completed. We wonder about the execution. We wonder about whether or not there's a legitimate plan out there. All the while, those folks in China are trying to reduce their utility costs by going to coal-fired production. And meanwhile, we're going to make the poor poorer, the working man poorer, by having to swallow these mandates that it just seems like there wasn't much thought put into it. Other than it was the topic of the day, it was the feel-good issue of the day, and we just had to do it for the sake of doing it. Did you ever wonder whether or not the public is capable of consuming it and understanding it? I've covered a lot of issues, and I tried not to get into the personalities. And I'm one that said that the Republican Party should have put Trump in the rearview mirror on January 7th. So I've made my position perfectly clear. But I resent the fact that the morning after, the only explanation that these left-leaning, progressive political pundits in the mainstream media cannot help themselves. Of course, these are the folks that constantly talk about bringing the country together, about threats to democracy, divisiveness, toxicity, and everything else. And the only place they can go to this morning is, you got it, racism and sexism. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.